Coming up tonight then, a day earlier than usual, this week's edition, Where in the World Was Andy Mossack, international travel ace, and the form remains as you would expect, a clue now, one just before the 11 o'clock news, and the gentleman in question, I'd say at 11:15. Here's the first clue, I haven't seen this, let's see if we can crack it. King George VI awarded this island nation the George Cross for its bravery during the Axis siege in the Second World War. And to this day, the George Cross appears on the national flag. So what do you think then? Got the George Cross for bravery during the Second World War, and the cross still appears on the national flag. Mediterranean somewhere? 81333. RUSS when you drop by and say hi. That's on the text. You could help me out. 0800 389 3333. Where in the world was Andy, do you think? Egby. Hi there, Neil. Good evening, my friend. Good solid egg puns, of course, and going for a straight... Malta, of course. Going straight in for Malta as I live and breathe. Rocket and Sue, we went there for our honeymoon. It's the lovely island of Malta. Don in Louth going for Malta. It's happened again. It's happened again, this. sat here going, now I'm thinking about this. Do we think it's the Mediterranean? Occurs to you straight away. Well, we don't. I'm sure you're right, to be honest. You're never wrong. So, this is like the, you know, we'll get this second clue just before 11. It'll either confirm the plump or make you think twice. Gene in Acom, he's in Malta. Phil in Hull, I think he's in Malta. BBC. For all the help so far as we try to track down our roving international travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. Here then is your second clue. A reminder, he'll be here himself, I'd say, about 11:15, there or thereabouts, with tales of luxury. Clue number two. This island was famously owned by the Knights Templar, who were given it by the Spanish king in 1530 as a gift for defending it against the Ottomans. It was also ruled by the British for 160 years until 1964, when it finally gained independence. So the Knights Templar link, the Ottoman link, British until, well, 1964, then independence. I reckon we're on the right lines. 81333 RUSS. Maybe you've had second thoughts, let me know. 0800 389 3333. Mr. Andy Mossack after 11, he's on the way. Foreign climes. Waving a passport in one hand and a big Toblerone in the other. Imagining places we can visit as the travel rules change. You've really helped me out tonight with some of these options. Really helped me out. There's me thinking this was quite tough. I couldn't call it one way or the other. Straight away you leapt in and said, Russell, it's this place. It was entirely 100% pointing towards the same place. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. Are you okay?
I'm not doing too bad, my friend. I'm not doing too bad. I'm feeling pretty good.
We're almost astral twins, aren't we?
Well, it is, aren't we? Yeah. I mean, what star sign are you?
Capricorn.
See, I'm Aquarius. So it's just that changeover period, my friend.
Yes. I'm the goat, and you're not.
I'm a water carrier, apparently, which I never understood. Never understood what that means.
No. And,
yeah, but hey ho, as true as anything, of course, all of that. Now, we put our heads together. We came to the conclusion. I thought it was definitely somewhere in the Mediterranean, somewhere. And then the vast majority, in fact, everybody, 100%, went, it's Malta, Russell. How do you not know this?
Yeah, they smashed it.
Smashed it again. Malta, a place I've always wanted to go to, never managed to get there. I think, you know, there it is, sort of in the heart of the Mediterranean, but it's sort of far from a standard experience, I would guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not a big island. It takes about 45 minutes to get from one side to the other. So, you know, you can imagine this. You could be taking a stroll on the lovely beach first thing in the morning. You could go and have lunch in a lovely fishing village, maybe, and then wander the monolithic temples in the afternoon, and then sort of go down to St. Julian's, which is all the crazy nightlife in the evening, and you kind of transcend thousands of years in a day, can't you? You know, that's Malta in a nutshell, really. Yeah, it's fascinating, really fascinating island, because a lot of people go there for the nightlife and the beaches, and then you've got this, you know, just 7,000 years of history, which is, it's really extraordinary, you know, thanks to the Knights Templar, really, because you know, they've left behind this amazing place, you know, which was obviously their headquarters and the place they must defend, and you know, for their lives.
Is there actually much of their stuff still there, or is it do we know this subsequently, or are there actually the temples and all of this kind of thing?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it is something special. Yeah, I mean, they lived there for nearly 300 years. Right. I mean, it was a fortified capital. So you've got the, you know, you've got 16th century Baroque architecture everywhere. Disraeli famously said it's a city built by gentlemen for gentlemen, you know, and it was intended to be a refuge for injured soldiers during the Crusades, you know. So,
yeah.
So this beautiful place called the Sacra Infirmaria is it's an absolute must see for anyone who goes to Malta, because it's like a private hospital but based in the 1600s. So it's got 130 bed ward, and the patients had their own toilets and ventilation, and it was the Knights, basically, it was their private hospital, and it was considered to be the finest medical facility in Europe. I mean, literally, you know, that's there, just sitting there for people to go and see. You know, it really is terrific. And then you've got St. John's Co-Cathedral, which is it's a Baroque masterpiece. It's unbelievable. I mean, these guys were like warriors, but then they go and turn their hand to making these beautiful pieces of architecture, you know. So that is a fabulous place.
I mean, the cathedral, I've never been there. I've only ever seen photos of what it is inside. There's several chapels, the main altar, there's the nave. I mean, it is jaw-droppingly beautiful.
It is, yeah. It's quite extraordinary to think that these kind of warrior folk had the wherewithal to be able to come up with the most beautiful things. And then Valletta itself, which is the old capital, you know, it's got a touch of sort of ancient Jerusalem about it, because it's a lot of white walled buildings everywhere, and it's typical really of the Middle East, really, because when you think of the Knights' sort of connections with the Middle East, and you've got these beautiful huge bastions rising up from the Mediterranean, you know, you can't believe how impenetrable this island was meant to be, you know. It's absolutely amazing, really. So it is quite an extraordinary place, and I must actually give the guys a shout out in Malta, because I gave them a ring and I said, hey, I'm going to give you a bit of a shout out on Thursday night. Oh, they said, talk about the films, you have to. So what they want to do, the tourist board, they're raising awareness of their film industry, you know, because they've got these amazing blockbusters that have been filmed there, you know, like Gladiator and Troy. And they've got, this year, they've got three new movies coming out, big ones. They've got The Gladiator 2, which is coming out, Jurassic Park, I don't know, is that Jurassic Park 10?
I think is it Jurassic World 3?
I don't know, just maybe. And the big one is Ridley Scott's Napoleon. That was filmed in Malta, so they're very, very, very proud about that. And they've got the Malta Film Awards that are being launched this year, actually. So, David Walliams is hosting it. It's going to be a star-studded. It's this weekend, actually. So,
Film Awards, Budge.
Yeah,
they're
going to invite me, but I've got other things to do.
Do you know what? Actually, I understand as you're speaking to us now, you're not actually in your house. Is it true you're in a right posh hotel as we're talking to you now?
I'm on the banks of the Thames in deepest Buckinghamshire. In a lovely place called the Swan at Streatley. It's very pretty, very, very pretty. I'm giving it the once over, giving it Mossack's evil eye.
He's basically walking around the hotel a bit. He's kicking the tires. He's checking out what's going on. I think it's maybe a bit more technical than that, but you write out then on the banks of like the, I mean, this sounds a strange thing to say, but you're on the posh bit of the Thames then when you go out and about and you're into the country, yeah?
Down the road from Sonning and Goring and places like that, yeah, very nice it is.
Oh, by Jove,
I know, it's a hard life.
Hey, listen, man, it's a living. Someone's got to do it, like you say.
I know.
What's the, I want to talk about the, in terms of two things I want to find out about Malta, because it's absolutely dripping with history, you know, staggeringly gorgeous buildings. It is literally like Hollywood in the middle of the Mediterranean, because it kind of looks like lots of other places. So that's good reason why they choose it. In terms of like, you know, ease of getting around and like the friendliness of the people and the food, those are the big ones I'm holding out for, really. So
of course they are.
Now, they drive the same side of the road as we do here.
They do, yeah. Drive on the left. It's festooned with red telephone boxes.
Oh, lovely.
You know, you know, and they actually work. they're not turned into something else like we do in Britain, you know, sort of turn them into little museums or little shops and things inside.
The actual phone boxes.
Actual phone boxes that work. Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, it's got old school. And lots of tea. You know, there's this fantastic British influence, you know. So life stops at 4 o'clock and everyone has tea and cake. It's very nice in that respect. So for people that sort of want a bit of taste of home, but in the, you know, nice weather, it's perfect, you know, because everybody speaks English too. So it's a little bit like, well, I wouldn't say it's like, it's not quite like Leeds, but it's, you know, it's not far away. You get a nice Sunday roast if you want one, you know. But talking about the food.
Go on, talk to me about food here. Yeah. Go on, bring it on.
Now, look, you know, because you've got Maltese food really is a bit sort of a mixture of North African, Mediterranean and English flavours, you know, with a bit of Italian thrown in too. Mm. So they've got a lovely garlic fish soup called aliota, which is rather lovely. The national dish is fennec, which is rabbit, if you're into rabbit. Bragoli is quite nice. Now, this is a meat, bacon, eggs, onions, breadcrumbs, and wrapped in steak.
Wrapped in steak?
I mean, you know, talking about a meat feast, yeah. Oh. So that is something else, that is. And of course, they do hot date pastries called meret, which is lovely. Oh. And a Maltese pizza, I mean, you know, to die for, that is.
So what's on a Maltese? Is it rabbit?
Well, no, well, you can have it on rabbit, yeah. But they do lovely pepperoni, they do all the usual stuff, but it's on flatbread, so it's not, look, it hasn't got sort of big, thick crust around the outside of it. So, yeah, flatbread pizza's very nice. And it's, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I would say that food is one of their things, and my favourite there was, it's on Gozo, actually, you know, the little island off Malta,
right?
Gozo. It's tiny little place, but it's full up with these monolithic temples all over this little island. But they make, only on Gozo, they make these goat's milk cheese with peppercorns in it, I love it. It's slap it on bread, stick it down. It's lovely. It's beautiful.
How delicious. I'm salivating. Yeah. What about the I also got to ask, really, because it's only polite to do this when in Rome, as the phrase used to say, really. What do they have in the way of the old, you know, the local hooch? What's made on the island? What were you getting down you while you were on it?
Well, actually, it's kinny. It's called kinny, K-I-N-N-I-E. But it's not alcoholic, funnily enough. It's
really?
It's not alcoholic, yeah. It's made from very tart oranges and savory herbs. Now, it sounds a bit disgusting, but it actually is very, very nice. And they have it as a kind of an aperitif or a after dinner digestive, you know.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
The thing. If you go into a local bar and ask for a kinny, they'll wrap their arms around you and treat you like one of the family. It's the thing to do over there. But yeah, lovely. And I've got a great story actually. Because
oh, go for it.
When I was last there, I was up on my balcony in the evening, working my way through a nice little red, little cheeky red,
of course,
on the balcony. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I was overlooking a park, and there was a lot of people in this park, and then who comes out on stage on this park? Rod Stewart. And I'm overlooking him. I mean, it's literally like it was almost like he was singing Maggie May to me. And he was coming out and he did the whole thing, Rod the Mod, the 2-hour concert. And I'm seeing it all free because I was up there
on drinking balcony
wine and watching Rod do his thing. Yeah.
And was it? Did you shout out your favourite one maybe at some point? Did you, some, you know, nice, a lull in the crowd? Did you shout out, do Hot Legs?
Lady Jane, no, actually, I said to him, wait, Rod, kick us a football, will you? Because, you know, all he ever does is kick a football.
Yeah, he's always kicking the footballs about, isn't he? Well, there it is. So not only were you having a very nice bottle of red on a beautiful balcony in Malta, you got a Rod Stewart gig for free.
Yeah, he was serenading me, and very nice it was too. So
excellent.
That was lovely.
Well,
that
there you go.
But yeah. But it's good. Malta is a bit underrated, and I actually think it's well worth the money. So definitely go and see him.
That's awesome stuff. Thank you very much for that, Andy. Well, I think we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Well, yeah, when you get back, I'll be on my first trip away of the year. So we'll be live somewhere special. Yeah,
oh, sure. That's superb. Listen, you take care of yourself, and thanks for coming
on. You have a great holiday.
I'll do my best, my friend. Give my love to the Thames. And there he goes. Andy Marsack. No passport needed is in this country. Couple of weeks. Having another catch-up with him, roving travel ace, somewhere else in this wonderful world of ours. I've always liked the sound of Malta. I mean, middle of the Mediterranean. I'm going to have to go on to something. I'm going to have to try and make a booking. Do something. Red wine and Rod Stewart. What's not to love? More from Andy in a fortnight.